How can the truth be something you are not allowed to say? I mean, look what is happening today in the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. I mean, they are copying the life of Muhammad. As you know, Muhammad, 1400 years ago, when he went from Mecca to Medina, he did exactly the things that the Muslims from the Islamic State are doing today. They are beheading people, Americans, UK citizens, according to what is written down in the Quran, Surah 47, verse 4, whenever you meet the unbeliever, smite their necks until you have a bloodbath among them. They are living according to the rules of Sharia law, of the life of Muhammad, the Hadith, of the Quran. And it's not pretty. They have declared war on us, on the United States, on Canada, on Holland, on Europe. And we should see it as a war. How unfortunate it is, they declared war on us. So to speak the truth is something as a duty for me to do and show people what the real face of Islam is. And let me tell you that all those political leaders around the world, my own Prime Minister, Mr. Rutte, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Mr. Cameron, but also your own President, I have to say, Mr. Obama, is really fooling the people by saying after every atrocity, after every beheading, that it has nothing to do with Islam. It is Islam. It's the core business of Islam. And we should be able to get rid of the political correctness and see it for what it is. And that's a violent, dangerous ideology that we are importing in our free societies. So we have to stand up and fight against it. And, well, I see it as a mission. It's my personal mission. And whether you're a judge, a court, a Muslim who wants to threaten me, or a politician from another party, I would rather die than not be able to speak freely.